Riley Green has a great new EP out now with 5 new songs on it. You can go and save it and stream it on your favorite streaming service, or you can download it off your favorite download platform. But definitely make sure you check it out, because I think you're going to love these songs. And this next one that I want to talk to Riley about off of his EP, Better Than Me, I mean, this is pretty much a song about living in the time of COVID-19 and going through this pandemic. So it was obviously written very, very recently. But I'm curious, what was it that made you actually want to sit down and purposely write a song that kind of addresses everything we're going through, but also seems to be looking for the silver lining in all of this?
Well, it was very much in the moment of kind of what I was feeling. It was such a new thing to be at home and have time. And my mom, you know, going, when are you going on the road again? I'm like, I don't know, how long are you here? My buddy's showing up. I live in the same town I went to high school in and grew up in. And I realized pretty quickly my house turned into a fraternity house because my buddies weren't used to me being home. So they were just there all the time. I had to ask my buddy Josh, like, did you move in? Or you just don't leave? Or do you go get, do you have stuff here? And I mean, that's a pretty cool thing for how the last 2 years have been for me, you know, and a lot of them are proud of what I'm doing and happy about it, but don't really know what it entails. So for them to get to come and sit down and kind of catch up, it's been great. But I think I didn't want to write a song that was just about this. I didn't want to write a song that was just talking about a pandemic or things that are going on in the world at this particular moment. It definitely inspired it, but I wanted to write a song that could be something that could really live on through today. And I think that message is a pretty timeless message, is that no matter how bad things seem, there's something you can have faith in and something that to just sit back and kind of take the worry off you to go that, man, there's a reason for it and it's going to turn out all right.
I also have to mention the fact that on this next song on your EP, Better Than Me, you have an incredible special guest singing with you, Randy Owen from Alabama. And here's what I wanted to know. Your family, every time I talk to you, I laugh because you say, I'll tell them about all these amazing things that I'm doing with my career. But really, the thing that impresses them is if we go out to eat somewhere and like the waitress at Huddle House knows who I am. And that's kind of what gets them all excited. So what happened when you told them that you have a song that you're singing with Randy Owen? Did that earn you like any cool points or up your stature at all in your family's eyes?
Yeah. I mean, it does. That was a cool thing. I played the song for my mom and dad last night on the way to Longhorn, eating supper. And they were like, man, that's cool. But that's also a pretty special moment. I mean, that moment of that song gives me chills, and that doesn't happen all the time. But there's just certain things for them that they latch onto. And it's my entire family. It's not just them. I can honestly tell you that I played that song for them last night. I told them that I was performing this and doing that or whatever. And when we left, my mom was on the phone, and she told my sister that the waitress at Longhorn asked for a picture. That's what she brought up. So I don't know what it is about waitresses or what, but I mean, that's a big deal.
Apparently so, but you know what? You got to love your mom for just being excited about the fact that waitresses all over know who her son Riley Green is. And here you are singing with Randy Owen off his brand new EP, If It Wasn't for Trucks, which is available now. This is Better Than Me on Big Machine Radio.